Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, June 12th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A powerful Senate Republican announced on Wednesday an effort that could rescind the roadless area conservation rule. He said he could amend a wildfire bill to achieve that goal, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
Utah Republican Mike Lee, who chairs the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, referenced the Wildfire Prevention Act of 2025 and says the roadless rule impedes progress on mitigation efforts.
The rule restricts access for multiple use in ways that in different respects have a tendency to increase wildfire risk, endanger communities, and limit economic activity.
Democrats like Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico voiced support for the bipartisan Fix Our Forest Act, which has stalled in the Senate.
We do treatments, hazardous fuel treatments, in roadless areas, and we should.
President Clinton established the roadless rule in 2001. Environmental groups have submitted hundreds of thousands of signatures to federal officials supporting the rule. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Colorado River experts were in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to speak with senators about the state of the region's water crisis. As Alex Hager from the Mountain West News Bureau reports, the water supply is shrinking and state officials are running out of time to issue a new plan for the river.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee heard from federal water managers. Andrea Travnik with the Bureau of Reclamation says she'd prefer that state leaders agree on a plan for sharing the Colorado River, but
if they can't move their stakes to get closer, we are going to have to make the decision, and the federal government is prepared to do that.
The feds are likely to get sued by the states if they move forward with their own rules. The deadline for a new plan is about a couple months away, and states are letting that messy court battle get closer to reality. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Members of the Joint Revenue Committee are asking the Legislative Service Office to draft five bills, four of which are property tax-related measures from the last session. As Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports, local and county assessors are saying they're still playing catch-up with these new tax laws.
In recent years, lawmakers have passed a couple of property tax-related laws. Those include a 25% homeowner exemption and specific exemptions for seniors. Some local assessors say their offices are busier than ever dealing with new tax laws, like Converse County Assessor Dixie Huxtable.
So yes, there has been a heavy load to most of the assessor's office. We've tried to deal with it. There's been so many changes. We've just done the best we can. And again, if it stays sort of status quo for the next year, we have a better handle on what we need for staff to go to our commissioners for budgets.
The repeat legislation includes a repeal of the 25% property tax exemption if Wyomingites pass a 50% tax exemption during the upcoming general election, and a bill to change how one determines fair market value on a residential house. The committee will meet again at the end of August. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Boaters discovered a deceased kayaker in Yellowstone Lake earlier this week. 41-year-old Brandon Ray of Denver was floating in water on the northwest shore of the lake in Yellowstone National Park. National Park Service rangers responded and recovered the body as well as a capsized kayak. The death is under investigation and the agency has provided no other details at this time. Several environmental groups have joined in a lawsuit alleging that federal agencies are wrongfully killing predators on public lands to protect livestock across our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The suit was filed in a federal court in New Mexico by Wild Earth Guardians, the Western Watershed Project, and Wilderness Watch. It argues that the killing of predators like coyotes, wolves, bears, and mountain lions in wilderness areas violates the 1964 Wilderness Act, even if operations protect livestock. Jennifer Schwartz is an attorney for the environmental groups.
What Congress did not do, though, is allow for predator control on behalf of private grazing operations.
The lawsuit aims to halt federal predator control operations in wilderness areas across the 10th Circuit, which includes New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Defendants include several federal agencies, including the Department of Agriculture and the Bureau of Land Management. The agencies have not yet responded to the suit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. One Gillette family is ready for their summer adventures thanks to Make-A-Wish Wyoming. The Casper Star Tribune reports 4-year-old Oakley Churches loves to camp with his family, but at 17 months old, he was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer, so he spent more time in a hospital room than most kids. For his wish, Oakley was surprised with a new camper, fully equipped with chairs, yard games, binoculars, and s'mores fixings, as well as an outdoor grill and mini fridge. Members of the Torrington High School band recently returned from a once-in-a-lifetime trip. The Torrington Telegram reports they traveled to Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. to perform as part of the America 250th Concert Series. Students got to tour several iconic American landmarks and museums. Powell High School music makers also recently returned from a trip, but this one was a bit further afield. The Powell Tribune reports band and choir students performed in historic venues in Italy. They were the first Wyoming group to present in Ponte San Nicolo outside of Venice. And according to the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, the amount of water from one of Old Faithful Geyser's eruptions could fill 140 household bathtubs. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was the first U.S. president to visit Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how much money did the Mountain West ski industry lose due to this past warm, dry winter? As of yet, there are no exact financial figures available, but estimates are in excess of $1 billion. The Rocky Mountain ski industry experienced one of its worst seasons in decades with a 24% drop in skier visits compared to previous years due to that historically low snowpack and warm weather. Jackson, however, fared better than most with more than 300 inches of snow this winter. Congratulations to Sarah Roberts, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your weekend and join me again on Monday.